But in Amos, amen, we'll go to Amos chapter 8, and we'll read our text here. Y'all know the book of Amos, amen. Some folks call him the troubler from Tokyo, amen. And he was a preacher, he preached. I mean, no reserves, amen. He just done what God told him to do, amen. And I do evangelism work, amen. And y'all know the difference between a pastor and evangelist. You know, the pastor comforts the afflicted, you know, and the evangelist afflicts the comfortable, amen. That's what we, you know, try to, amen, if you get set in too much. So praise God for that, amen. But Amos, I'm telling you, he's a preaching machine. Here in verse number 11, chapter 8, the Bible says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor of thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east they shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgin and the young men faint for thirst." Amen. And you know, Israel at this time, they didn't want no preaching. Amen. They didn't want to hear what God had to say. Amen. And he'd get out and preach, and they'd get mad at him. They'd cast him out. They'd run him off. Amen. And as long as he's preaching about somebody else, everything went pretty good. Amen. But when he started preaching it in Jerusalem at the king's house, amen, it kind of got stirred up there a little bit. Amen. And Amos, he was just a regular guy. Amen. He said, "I was not a prophet," there in verse 14, "neither a son of a prophet, but a herdman, a gatherer of sycamore fruit." Amen. And a lot of times God will call people to preach, and unlikely people you'd never expect to, and people that you think would be smart, and they would have, you know, Bible knowledge, and they could speak and things. You know, a lot of times God don't call them kind of people, but he'll take somebody that's a farmer, amen? He took this old farmer, amen? God called him, amen? It said in verse 15, "The Lord took me as I followed the flock and said unto me, Go prophesy unto my people Israel," amen? And that's exactly what he done, amen? That's what he did. He preached about a famine to come before... you know, doctrinally, this is before the Lord comes back and sets up David on the throne there. And it was a declared famine. It was a divine famine. It was a described famine. Amen. He laid the thing out. He told him. He said, "It's not a regular famine." He said, "It's going to be a famine for the hearing of the word of God." I don't know if you've noticed that in America today. Amen. There's a famine in the land. Amen. There's a famine in the land for hearing the word of God. Amen. There's a famine in the land. Used to, you'd find a Christian bookstore everywhere. Amen. You'd go in there, and they had predominantly King James Bibles. You go back 50 years. Amen. And you know, they had the other ones, maybe a few of them. Now there's, I think, 300-some different Bibles professing to be the word of God, but they're not the word of God. Amen. They got a Queen James Bible out now. I'm serious. The Queen James Bible, and they're throwing off on the King James Bible, and they're making it for the alternate lifestyle type people and things, and they're taking all the references out, and they're changing what God says, what God thinks. Amen. It's not my God. Amen. That's the God of this world. That's his stuff. Amen. And because there's a famine in the word of the land, all the new Bibles and things are setting you up for the one world. Amen. Government, the one religion, and all this stuff. And one of these days, people will have those Bibles, and they'll lead the multitude, amen, away from God to the Antichrist. Amen. It's all set up. The devil knows what he's doing. He's bringing in doubt and questioning the Word of God. Amen. And he's telling about this famine coming, and famines were no... It was no strange thing to Israel. Amen. They had famines a lot. Amen. They had problems a lot of times whenever they would leave God and leave the Word of God and leave the man of God. Amen. They'd have problems and famines and be led away captive. Amen. They'd have folks come in and invade their land. Amen. And you sit there and look at America today, amen, and the problems and troubles that we have, amen. You look at some of these storms we've had in North Carolina, and I mean, who heard of a hurricane? Amen. And it's washing mountains off, and I mean, devastating them people. I mean, that thing, we was in Pensacola, we was leaving, it was supposed to hit down there. Now tell me, how did that happen? Amen. You know, up there, that was Asheville? Was that Asheville? You know, there's a lot of wickedness going on up there. That school, amen, in that town where God called, I don't know how many hundreds, thousands of preachers and taught people the Word of God, has turned its back on God, and it is it's the alternate lifestyle type people, amen. And I'm telling you, God has His way in a whirlwind, amen. And he dealt with Israel, amen, when they turned their back on God, when they didn't want to hear the Word of God. And you see where we're at today. Amen. This is a Wednesday night. We go to a lot of churches, amen, and little churches. Amen. This is a good crowd for Wednesday night. Amen. You say, brother, this is a good crowd here. Amen. I thank God for you. Amen. You know, Bible-believing Christianity has never been in the majority, ever. It's never been in the majority. Never. It ain't. It has not, and it... Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. And thank God for the kids here. Amen. You remember the Rechabites? Jonadab's youngins. Amen. They said, we want you to drink this wine, eat this. They said, hey, our dad told us not to do that. We ain't drinking that. We ain't putting up with that stuff. Amen. And God blessed them. You remember the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Amen. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't burn either. Amen. Thank God for some young people. Amen. They'll stand for God and listen to the folks. You'll be miles ahead when you get grown up, amen. You'll be miles ahead. You just stay by the stuff and stay with your church, your pastor, and your folks, and folks that's following God. And you'll be so far ahead of folks your age, amen. You won't have all the old baggage and all the stuff to overcome and all the sowing and reaping to deal with the rest of your life, amen. God will bless you. You'll have trouble, trials, and God will be with you, though. Wasn't that a blessing? Joseph went everywhere he went, to the pit, amen, to the prison, to the palace. It said God was with him. God was with him. And the rest of them boys, they were as nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof. I mean, every time they looked, they was looking for the judgment of God because of what they'd done to Joseph. Amen. Amen. Y'all lay off Joseph. Amen. No, but anyhow, I'm telling you, you get out there and you start living for the world and living for yourself. Amen. Hey, there's a hammer going to come down on you. Amen. And you don't know when, you don't know how, but you deserve judgment. Amen. And it's best to, amen, go to bed straight with God. Get up in the morning, start with God. Amen. Go to bed straight with God. Get up in the morning, right with God. Amen. Amen. I got saved at 31. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm still reaping stuff from my childhood, my young years, amen. I don't think that was in there. Oh, it's famine, amen. There wasn't no stranger to Israel. Abraham experienced famines in Genesis chapter 12, a famine. Elisha, amen, famine. Elijah, famine. Naomi, amen. In the book of Ruth chapter 1, there was a famine, and she went down to Moab, of all places. And she lost her husband and her two sons, amen. And that happens a lot of times. People get out of church, get out of the house of God, get out of where God's got them. God's blessings are geographical. Do you know that? Geographical. He's got a place for you. Amen. If this is your church, this is your place. He set this up for you to come and to be blessed of God and used of God and to fulfill the Great Commission. These missionaries we was reading, God's got a place for them. I don't believe... I ain't so sure Castelo was called Hawaii. You think God would send you to Hawaii to suffer for... That don't sound right, does it? Amen. But I guess he is. Wouldn't that be a blessing if God sent y'all to Hawaii? Amen. But he'll bless you. You get where God wants you, he'll bless you. Amen. Praise God. Not Naomi. Not Elimelech and her two boys, Mahlon and Chilion. They died down there. Amen. Elijah, boy, you remember that famine that he had? It didn't rain 3.5 years. God took care of him, fed him, amen, and used him, amen. The prodigal son, he had no idea, amen. He thought he had it bad at home. And boy, whenever the famine hit, amen, and all his buddies was gone because his money was run out and he couldn't do nothing, amen, he got him a job feeding a swine. A Jew boy feeding hogs, amen. They're a Christian, man. A Christian can get out and get down so far and do things that, oh my soul, that would you just couldn't believe how far that you can go down getting away from God. Amen. This is a famine in the land. Amen. The famine in the land. The prophesied is declared divine and described. Amen. A famine in the land. You know, that's what I want to talk to you about, a famine in the land. We got a famine in the land here in America for the Word of God. It has to do with preachers. Amen. Do you know that? It has to do with preachers. If it ain't being preached, you can't hear it, the Word of God. And you're going to have a famine in the land. You know, preachers, I mentioned that a little bit, they don't have the Word of God. And they're trying to preach and run churches and lead people. They don't have a King James Bible. Amen. Most of America's got something else. The ESV, I think, is the big one now. Amen. Is that the American Standard Version? Amen. And I'm telling you, it changes the Word of God. You get divine revelation. You get advanced revelation out of this King James Bible. If you just leave it alone and learn it and believe it, God will help you. He'll show you. He'll give you something every day. Amen. To help feed your soul and to guide you and lead you. If it ain't being preached, you can't hear it. Amen. And the words of the Lord are pure words. The silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times, thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Ain't that a blessing? You know none of the new Bibles say that? About the preservation of the Word of God, and it's inspired. I mean, this book is inspired. You say, well, I don't believe it's inspired. Well, it'll do till inspiration comes if it's not. Amen. I'm telling you, this thing has changed more lives, built more churches, built more Christians, sent more missionaries all over the world than the next 20 put together. I guarantee you that. You take Billy Sunday, a man with a 10th grade education, amen, and preached in Prohibition, more or less single-handedly, his campaigns, get on the water wagon and just preaching that old King James Bible, amen. I'm telling you, God will do something with this book, amen. And the truth stands on its own, amen. You don't got to change it. You don't have to correct it, amen. The religious world has denied and forsook the precious truth of the blessed old book. The Word of God has never failed, never yellowed, never paled. It was true at Nebo's lofty height. It was true with Nicodemus on a star-filled night. It was true with Caleb when his mountain he took. It was true at Philippi when the jailhouse shook. It was true with Paul in the dungeon vile. And it was true with John on Patmos Isle. Mistakes and failures I can overlook. But I won't trust a man who denies the book. Let's tell the compromisers we won't be rooked and let the world know we believe the book. Amen. You say, Brother Ralph, you're all talk. Do you see what I'm driving out there? Amen. I got the King of the Mountain. Amen. And it's a King James Bible. Bless goodness. Amen. That picture, it's got all the other books down there at the feet of that Bible. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. I believe I've got I know I've got the Word of God. Amen. I absolutely know. You say, how do you know? I didn't have no doubt when I got saved. I had a King James Bible in my house, amen, and my pastor started teaching. I didn't even know there was an issue. And I wanted to make sure I had a King James. I took it and showed it to him, and I had that. And God had that set up in my house, amen. And he put me in a King James Bible-believing church and Bible-teaching church. And I believe he'll bring every Christian to that crossroad in their life to the realization that the King James Bible is the Word of God. And if they'll go with that, God will bless you. And if you don't go with that, amen, it's like trying to be a Christian with a squirt gun instead of having the full armor of God, the whole armor of God, amen. I believe that, amen. You say, I'm talking about a famine in the land. It has to do with preachers, amen. If you ain't got it, amen, you can't preach it. And most preachers got a new Bible, amen. And you know something else, the famine in the land, it's got to do with preachers. The preachers don't believe it. They don't believe what they got. Amen. And I know you guys have been trained and taught, and you know they'll say the King James Bible is the Word of God, and they go to the Texas Receptus, or they'll have three or four places the King James Bible is mistranslated. They always got their, you know, they got their qualification for having the Word of God. Amen. But in 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, "When you receive the Word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe it." Amen. You know, a lot of preachers, they don't believe it. And you can tell when they preach, they don't believe it. You know where the word of a king is? His power. Amen. You know what's said about the Lord? No man spake like this man. He spoke with authority. Amen. Them scribes, them Pharisees, they'd get out there and, you know, stand and, you know, make a big show and all that stuff, amen. But they said, never a man spake like this man, amen. And there ain't a Bible like this Bible here. Why do they compare all the new Bibles to this one? Why don't they compare it to the NIV or the ASV or the RSV or Good News from Good News for Man, Moffat's Good. Why don't they compare the King James Bible to them guys? Amen. And another thing, why do they update the thing? You know, we got to update so you know. They don't update Shakespeare. Did you notice that? They don't update Shakespeare and take all the archaic words out. Just the Bible. Just they want to mess with your Bible. Amen. They don't believe it. Preachers don't believe it. Amen. You put them on the spot. You know, I got the Word of God. You pin them down to it, and they don't know what the Word of God is. Amen. Thank God. You know, this is the number one best-selling book of all times. Do you understand that? Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, they ain't a book sold like this book for 400 years, the number one best-selling book. Ain't that something? Wouldn't that be God's Word? I mean, just think about it. Come now, let us reason together. Wouldn't God's book be, wouldn't that be His book, the best-selling book of all times? Amen? And then all them other ones ain't even close. They ain't even close. Amen? 400 years and gone. Amen? Preachers don't see it. Amen. Isaiah 56:10, it says, "His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand." I sit there, you sit there and watch this TV crowd and these, all these, you know, healers and why does Christians, dumb, stupid Christians, give their money to that crowd? You don't think they do? I'm telling you, they do. Amen. They send prayer requests and to these people, and they've interviewed them. Folks have run around. They've had campaigns. They've had, amen, 20 minutes, some in programs, 60 minutes, whatever it was. And they would follow these, and they'll say, you know, "I got blood poison from laying on the letters and praying over all these letters. I got ink poison." Then preachers tell stuff like that, and then they'll slip somebody in there while they're, and they cut the checks out, and they throw the letters. We read the letters. They got a dumpster full of letters, and they cut the checks out, and they put them in the bank. You know, why would you do that? Why would you fool them people like that? You know, they're thieves. You know, they're robbing right out of the local church. I can understand a shut-in watching a decent show, a preaching show. Amen. If you can't get to church. Amen. Thank God you can, you know, watch some of your preaching here nowadays and things. But, man, you know them people, charlatans. You know they're crooks. Amen. If you're saved, got the Holy Spirit of God in you, that Holy Spirit will bear witness that they're crooks, man. If any man speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them, amen. Listen to them and see if they're quoting the King James Bible, amen. It says, dumb dogs, amen, they cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, they slumber. Greedy dogs, which never have enough. I've never prayed for a Gulfstream jet, much less two of them. How much that thing cost? $5 million? Man, how many missionaries could we put on the walls? We could double deck them, triple deck them. If you could, didn't send your money to them stupid. They're robbing the church. They are absolutely robbing the church. Amen. And they're sorry. Amen. They're sorry dogs. That's a type of a false prophet is a dog in the Bible. Amen. And the swine is the ladies, amen. And I'll use that term loosely, amen. The lady preachers, amen. Says they never have enough. Our shepherds that cannot understand. Do you understand? Your pastor is going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of what he's done in this church and the sermons that he's preached and how he led this church. You understand? He knows that. He takes this thing for real. I mean, he understands that. Man, ain't that a sobering thought? They don't understand that. You know, you folks, every one of you, if you're saved by the grace of God, you're going to stand before God. And you're going to give an account for what he taught you and what he preached to you and the messages and the direction that he leads this church in. For we also stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the things done in the body, whether good or bad. Therefore, knowing that terror, that the word in the King James Bible, boy, ain't that good. The terror of the Lord we persuade men. You say, what are you doing, brother? I'm trying to get you all serious on this thing. And church attendance is important. Faithful. He said, instill it, that's not the word he used, in the faithful man. He said, what you've learned of me, he said, get you some faithful men. A steward is first supposed to be faithful. Amen. Faithful. Praise God. Where's the faithfulness gone? Amen. Amen. I'm glad y'all's here. I'm not. Amen. But it's a sobering thing. It says they cannot understand. Preachers don't know the Word of God either. That's number four there. Preachers don't see it and they don't know it. Same chapter, same verse. It says all his watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. Ignore, ignorant. Amen. You know, when I first got saved, I listened to Christian radio and they had Roloff on there and J. Vernon McGee. You know, I liked that guy till he, you know, started that stuff about this is bad and a King James Bible should have been, you know, translated, you know, and he'd take you to Greek and all stuff. And I'd turn that off for a while, but he had some good stuff. But you know what? You need to read your Bible. You need to pray over your Bible. You need to listen to your Bible preached. Amen. And you know what you do? You'll learn that Bible. And then whenever somebody comes up and quotes you something different, it'll clang like a cowbell instead of like ringing, amen, like a liberty bell. Amen. And they're ignorant of it. They don't know. They don't even know which Bible's which. Amen. They ain't got a clue. It ought not so to me. Say, what are you talking about? Hey, there's a famine in the land for the Word of God. It's got to do with preachers. Amen. And preachers don't preach it. Amen. Sleeping, lying down, love, slumber. Dumb dogs who will not bark. Amen. I just see smooth guys, Joel Osteen type guys. They ain't do no barking. Amen. They ain't warning you. Amen. When something comes that's endangering your house, amen, you got a dog, amen. That dog is a yapping, amen. There's some dogs out here, and we heard them, Lisa heard them barking, and she said, I wonder who's here. I said, oh, it's probably a car went by or something. She said, it's probably Bill. And we heard this, and it was Brother Bill, amen. Good dogs, they bark, amen. Hey, they let you know, amen, what's going on. These preachers, they don't do no barking, amen. They're passive, amen. You're okay, I'm okay, your best life now, amen. They don't worry about the judgment seat of Christ or, amen, laying up treasure in heaven. They want all your joy. They lie to you and tell you, you know, you give me $100 and you got $1,000 coming in the mail, you know. Amen. Something good is going to happen to you today. It probably ain't going to. Amen. If you're a Christian, the Bible says if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you're going to suffer persecution. You guys got a clock in here? How you turn that radio on up there? I was looking at it a while ago. That knob's kind of useless, ain't it? Amen. That's like some of these preachers. Amen. Amen. You know, preachers sleeping, dumb dogs, they don't bark. Amen. You know what they do? They're addicted to the Facebook and the YouTube. Amen. They're addicted to their phones. Amen. You say you ought not say that. These preachers, man. That's where they get their sermons, amen. They get something preached 100 years ago, you know, get that. That's a pretty good old preacher, you know, had revival and this stuff. And they'll get that, they'll outline that, and they'll get up and try to preach it, you know. Get on the water wagon, amen. Billy Sunday. I mean, this thing's different nowadays. I mean, you got, there's so much comes in competition with this church right here.
They didn't have soccer, not whole ball, back when Billy Sunday was here. They didn't have movie theaters. They didn't have cable TV. They didn't have all that stuff. The attraction was God and the preacher that come to town, and somebody that was dynamic, and somebody that would, amen, put on a show. Amen, get out there and preach and power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God. And everybody would come to that. Amen. And God would speak to their hearts. Amen. And God can change a country like that. We're all passive. We're all, amen, it's just like, and our attention span is 20 seconds. You watch something, you don't like it. You just find something else and listen to it a little bit. You don't like it. Amen. You can't sit in church. Amen. You got a commercial every 10 minutes. So you can get up and go, and whatever you're watching, you're programming stuff. And then the pastor comes in, preaches 35 minutes and stuff. And man, ain't that something? Let's see. I was talking about the preachers, not the people. Amen. 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 Well, preachers are addicted to Facebook. Amen. Preachers' wives are addicted to it. Their phones. Amen. Kids are addicted to it. Amen. It is a problem. It's a problem. Amen. You sit in church, the preacher says, turn off your phones now. We don't want no distractions from the service, the meeting. He's prayed up, ready to go and to preach and everything. And he's got a message, and he wants the Holy Spirit to be here. Amen. He's prayed, and some other folks have prayed. And then you don't turn your phone off, and then during the invitation, it rings, you know. You ever seen that happen? There'll be a kid cry sometimes or something. Hey, man. Hey, your pop is on you, and he's preaching, and you're getting in the point and everything, and it pops or something. You get, and you look at it, it's like, well, there went the Holy Ghost. Amen. And somebody else is looking at you, and they're judging you. You should turn this stupid thing off. What you going to look at that thing? Hey, I'm telling you. And you know what, preachers, they won't say nothing. They won't do nothing. They won't. They just go on. And It's a distraction. Don't think it ain't. It's a distraction. We'll sit out there and try and pray. You know, in the Bible, we'll be able to pray for folks and try to spend some time praying. I got mine down. You know, we'll be sitting there. You know, and you're wondering, did somebody die? Let's see, I need to listen. And you're trying to pray. And then, you know, we got cameras at the mission back here. She's got, you know, they tear up stuff. And we're kind of in a hood where we stay at when we're home. And when them cameras go off, you're sitting there, what's going on? You know, so you're sitting there trying to, hey, man, are we okay? Do you guys have problems and deal with things like that? Do they ever go off here during the invitation or the preaching, the phone ring and stuff? And you seem like people learn better after a while, wouldn't they? But Nope. Church members, amen. Preachers won't say nothing. Amen. Famine in the land, amen. There's a famine in the land. It has to do with politicians, amen. Look at chapter 7, verse number 10. It says in Amaziah 7:10 in Amos, the priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. Amen. He's preaching the word of God. He's telling what's going to happen to Israel and the king and all this. I mean, he's preaching and telling them the truth. Amen. For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword. Ain't it good to have a warning and let you know what's going on and a word from God? Amen. So you can prepare for stuff and get some things straightened up. Amen. For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. And Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go flee. He said, get out of here. Flee thy way into the land of Judah, and there eat bread and prophesy there. But prophesy not again anymore at Bethel, for it's the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Amen. And we got that problem in this country. Amen. You know, there's things you can't say. There's things you can't preach. There's things that we got a Bill of Rights where we can say things. Amen. But you can't say them. Amen. They'll make you an offender for a word. Queer. I mean, what they do, it ain't normal, it ain't natural. Amen. That's a word we used to use. You can't use that no more. And when you say something like, oh, he's a bigot, he's a hate monger, he's a... No, I just tell you, it's God's word. Amen. Sodomite. Amen. The government, they're protecting folks. They're wicked, amen. But prophesy not again anymore at Bethel, for it's the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. They didn't want the word of God. Amen. There's a famine in the land. They don't want the word of God. The government don't want the word. You go up to Canada, you got to be careful sending some folks little pictures and emojis and images and things and some articles and things about that. They can't preach what I just said. They'd come and get them. They got church police listen to the things in Canada. I got a missionary friend up there, and he told me, he said, you know, I get in trouble for doing what you guys do, stand on a street corner. Amen. They don't want the word of God. Amen. Why? Because it preaches against their sin and the sins of the nation. Talks about that in Amos 11, or chapter 1, verse 11. Amen. It says, through 13, thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of the children of Ammon, and for four I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have ripped up the women with child in Gilead, that they might enlarge the borders. They're saying you can't preach against sodomy, you can't preach against abortion. And didn't that guy that was in the White House, I think it was an old folks' home, I think they turned it back in the White House now. But didn't that guy turn a bunch of murderers loose and killers? Didn't he pardon a bunch of people just before he left the White House? Ain't that something? You can't preach the death penalty anymore. And that's God's deal. That's His. If you don't preach and you don't take that murder out of the land, you're going to have to lock your doors. You're going to have to lock your cars. You're going to have to live in a gated community, because you don't preach and execute the Word of God and practice the Word of God. Well, you can't do that in the government. Amen. There's a famine in the land. In Israel, there's a famine in the land now. Amen. They're slumbering. Amen. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of America. No, it said Zion. But you know what? We're sitting on our amazing grace and our stool to do nothing and riding on the coattails of our forefathers right now. The persecution that our forefathers for this word and our forefathers burned at the stake. We're just kind of riding at ease on what they done. We're not taking ground. I mean, you talk about Roloff and what he went through to help kids and help people. Amen. We take the easy route, don't we? If it gets a little tough, we'll lay at the house, won't we? It's going to snow tonight, ain't it? I bet the news mafia deterred some folks maybe from coming to church tonight because it might snow and it's getting cold and stuff. Amen. Amen. It don't take much. Amen. We're resting. Amen. They're slumbering. Amen. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion and trust in, I say, America. The American dream. That's what everybody's after, the American dream. Did you ever think about the American dream? Now, they teach you, and they want to grow you up. They want to get you in college. They want to get you a job, tech school, so you make a lot of money, so you can buy you a nice house and get you some land out in the country, 5 acres, amen, and get you a 2-car garage and fill it up full of junk and build a 3-car garage and you get a pole barn. And you want to have a lake and you want to have 4-wheelers and you want to have, you know, trailers and then you want to get yourself bound up where you can't support missions, where you can't tithe, you can't do that because you got all the credit card debt. That's the American dream, pay for all that mess. And then you get a little bit older and you want to retire, amen. And then you get retired, and then the kids are just waiting for you to go in a nursing home so they can take all the stuff you worked a lifetime for and never come see you. And then you die, and you didn't do nothing for God, and you leave all your junk some fool. That's what Solomon said. Yeah, that's the gist of the American dream. It's a rat race. Amen. You want to get just a little bit more than what your neighbor had, a little better, a little bigger, a little nicer. Amen. You want better than what your parents had. You want it just as soon as you can get it. They worked 40 years for it. and you want it, you know, you can swipe your card and get you so busy, you never have time to go to church, never have time to think about God, never have time to lay stuff in heaven. Amen. Amen. You say, how do you know? I was in that before I got saved. I've done all that stuff. And I've been almost in that saved, just trying to serve God. You say, what are you talking about? We want the easy way. We want easy. Amen. And in Amos chapter 4, verse number 12, they're summons. Amen. And everybody knows that. That's a good street preaching verse. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Amen. They didn't want the preaching. They didn't want the man. They didn't want to hear nothing. There was a famine in the word, famine for the word of God. They didn't want it. And you know what? When you got somebody and they don't want to hear it and they ain't going to do nothing about it, amen, the preachers ain't preaching it. You know what comes? The only thing God can do is judge you and judge a nation. Amen. And that's about where we're at right now. Oh, Trump's going to do this and Trump's going to do that and Trump's going to do this. And the economy and all that, make America great again. Do you understand Donald Trump's got billions of dollars? And if he can get this country back going, he'll make billions more dollars. And he's got kids and things, and they'll get that money, and his legacy, his dynasty will go on. You think, oh, he loves America, and he wants what's best for us. And if he did, he'd be preaching the gospel, amen, trying to get people saved. You know, America, I say this. This is a theme I preach and teach, and I believe this. You'll never make America great till you get her straight. Straight is a gate, and narrow is a way that leads to life. Few there be that find it. That's the key. It's getting things straightened up with the Lord. Amen. And money has never been the answer. Amen. Famine in the land has to do with people. Hosea chapter 4, verse number 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected the knowledge of God. They didn't want it. Amen. You say, you can fill this place up. People want the Word of God. They want to read the Bible. They would do it. The revival next week. Amen. You know what happens to churches that people don't want and don't take advantage of God and their local church and what God's got? We see them closing every year. And if you don't use what God gives you, your talent. The largest graveyard in the world is a graveyard of buried talents. The universe. People's got talent. Oh, I can't. Oh, yes, you can. You can do something. God gives, don't say He gives them a talent or two, and He increases the talents with what? Yeah, I'm glad to see these kids learning different instruments. Amen. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected the knowledge of God. They didn't want it. You want social media, you want all the TV, you want YouTube. You got, I don't know, thousands of channels, man. We get in a motel once in a while and turn that thing on, and I sit there and just flip, and ain't not one thing worth watching. Maybe some History Channel or something like that, or Andy Griffin or something. People weren't praying for the Word of God. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12. Praying that the Word of God may have free course. Amen. We like to pray that. We want to have free course with what we sell and what people get and when we preach and stuff. We want God to take it and use it. Amen. People were not desiring the Word of God. Amen. You know what? Job said he desired the Word of God, his words, more than his necessary food. Amen. And most Christians, you know, you got to eat breakfast before you read, and then you're going to read, and then somebody calls or somebody needs something, and you put God, you know, back to later. You know, you catch you later. I'll see you later, Lord. And then you don't catch Him till the next day. And the first day is a little bit tough. The second day, you reject or neglect Him. The third day, the fourth day, and the fifth day, and you're way out there. Amen. People not listen to the Word of God. It says they'll turn their ears away, heap themselves teachers having itching ears. Amen. They ain't going to listen to it. You listen to good preaching, they ain't going to listen to it. Street preaching. We was over in Fredericksburg, and I was sitting there passing out tracts. You know, we had signs and stuff. And this girl, she's walking like this. And I'm going, hey, I'd get like you. And she just sitting there. You know, I said, hey. You know, trying to. She just act like you ain't even there, man. Ain't that weird? It's crazy, man. Just a little piece of paper, you know. And the people were not reading the Word of God. Amen. You know you get a blessing just read the book of Revelations? Blessed is he that readeth. Amen. I think you get a blessing reading the whole Bible. Amen. People were not obeying the Word of God. Seeing that you, 1 Peter 1:22, seeing that you purified your souls through the obeying of the truth. Man, you read that book, faithfully worketh in you, and God will show you something, put his finger on something in your life, some sin or something you're doing, or something you ought to be doing. Amen. If you read that every day, he'll speak to you, he'll show you something, he'll illuminate something. Amen. And people just ain't reading it. They're not obeying it. Amen. They don't desire it. And there's a famine in the land. Amen. It has to do with preachers, politicians, and people. It was a declared famine. It was a divine famine. It was a described famine. Amen. And you know what? We're in America. We still got liberty. We got freedom. We got King James Bibles. We got Bible-believing churches. And you know what? You don't have to be like the rest of the world. You don't have to be like the rest of the country. Amen. You don't have to have a famine around here. Amen. I thank God you don't. It's available here still. Amen. But it could get a whole lot worse. And I just hope that I encouraged you a little bit tonight. Maybe edified you and maybe stirred you up a little bit and give us some things to think about on a Wednesday night. I don't have no idea what time it is, but I hope I didn't. Lord, we love you. Thank you.